we got the official word yesterday that we've been given the green light to do this, so we're going to just go ahead and not waste any time with the major announcement right now. Sean Payton is gone for a year.
Yes.
Head coach of the New Orleans Saints, overseer, along with Greg Williams of Bountygate, kicked out of the NFL, along with his $7.5 million salary. $7.5 million gone.
God.
Who's going to be their head coach? They're going to have to find a replacement.
Who is going to be their head coach?
I don't know.
Spagnuolo?
Mickey?
Steve Spagnuolo? The defensive coordinator?
I have no idea. Here's what we're going to do, though. Because Sean Payton is a local guy, coach with the Cowboys, he's from this area. We all went crazy when we heard the rumors that he bought a house here. Is he coming back to the Cowboys? Can he replace Jason Garrett? Can he be the offensive genius that Tony Romo may need? We are right now officially offering Sean Payton a job at this radio station. This isn't a joke.
Okay.
This isn't some type of little ploy. There's a salary at $75,000. Now, it's not $7.5 million. That would be up to Sean to make up the rest of that for some of the Coors Light that he loves so much. Right. The other things that we could possibly throw in here, maybe a Juicy Fruit sponsorship since he's obsessed.
Absolutely.
We don't have any 105.3 The Fan apparel here. So maybe we can get some fan visors made.
We have some fan bowl t-shirts left over.
Oh, okay. Well.
Throw those in.
Good for that. $75,000, a one-year deal. He'll be back in Dallas, we assume. Automatically, he's the highest paid person at The Fan. There's a bonus structure. We finished top five in ratings, $1,000 bonuses for that. And here are the job requirements. Hour-long show on Fridays. Hour-long. We love him on New School. He can do it at noon if he so chooses. Any of the shows, doesn't matter. Cowboys post-game show. So Mark Elfenbein can be there hosting the official post-game show of the Dallas Cowboys. Sean Payton with the analysis. He has to help us interview Jerry.
Oh, yeah. That would be a help.
Right?
That won't be awkward at all.
They can compare wines and stealing wines from each other. Like apparently happened at
St. Elmo's.
St. Elmo's in Indianapolis. And we'd want him to break down some Cowboys film. Sean Payton is the greatest offensive mind, I believe, in the National Football League right now. We need his X's and O's. So we realize this could be a little bit of a long shot. And we want to have Sean Payton on this show in order to get the answer from him.
Mm-hmm.
$75,000. Sorry, coach. But you're still number one at this station in terms of salary. We're going to put out our own Sean Payton bounty. And here's how it's going to work. We don't have the direct connection to Payton, but someone listening to this show certainly does. You get Sean Payton at any time to call into New School, Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 10, you get him to call in. And our boss, Bruce Gilbert, has personally assured us he will take care of you. I can't mention some of the different packages that he's put together to reward the fan
right.
who gets us connected with Sean Payton. Sean doesn't have to accept the job. All you have to do is get Payton to call this show at some point in time, 877-881-1053. We make the job offer. Don't know if he's going to be allowed to have a TV, a radio, an analyst job this year since Roger Goodell kicked him out. That's the official job offer from New School and the home of the boys. 105.3 The Fan. CBS Radio has okayed the salary for Sean Payton.
You're like a broker. You're brokering a deal between The Fan and Sean Payton. And whether the deal gets made doesn't matter. We just want to know. We just want to have Sean Payton know that we're offering him this position.
He's an incredible personality.
He is. He really is. And we'll give this fan a nice T-shirt.
He would be awesome. No, trust me.
It's going to be better than that?
Bruce said.
We've got more to give?
Bruce said, quote, I'll dig. He's getting a $75,000 salary. I think we have something to give. Where the hell did that come from all of a sudden in the budget?
There's so many surprises in this that we have a job offer or job available up here. We have 75 laying around.
Yeah. I guess see you later, Jasmine.
That was Troy's first reaction yesterday.
I was like, what the hell?
He's like, whoa, we got $75,000?
Now I looked out at my son. He's like, can I have some more? And he had a little empty bowl in front of me. Sorry, buddy.